Good morning, Mick Chowman. Yes, what a fantastic day. Been working on this chest infection, and that's good. To be getting better. A few aches and pains still around though, you know. Yeah. I was reflecting upon some of the content on MGTOW TV and sometimes it's purely sort of interesting and a great deal of people's cleverness and other such things and, you know, entertainment and all this sort of stuff, but, you know, you see women who are complete fucking dickheads, you know, like, oh my God, it's so misogynistic. This is part of the patriarchy, girls. You know, the fucking... just every other variation of harebrained stupidity, you know. And let me assure you, gentlemen, there are fucking plenty of them. A big V-double fuel truck. Ooh. What a head on. They won't even have to organise a cremation because there won't be anything left to cremate. And just had a thought. I have some very serious and long-ranging thoughts. Golly gosh, you shouldn't have been so naughty, because you're dealing with Shane T. Hansen. Yeah, strange day, yeah, but with all the content on MGTOW TV, sometimes some of the stuff, it's kind of like, it's funny, it's interesting, it's entertaining. And sometimes it's really looking at some of the sort of darker aspects of being a human being. And sometimes I just go, fuck, this is really hard to wear, you know. Yeah, these are difficult issues. It's like that fucking Duke cunt who became the president of Mexico. All these little puppet, all these fucking Jew puppets, you know, being installed all around the world, you know what I mean? And 32 of her people that were competing in the election, they all got killed. You know? So she's king dick amongst the shitbags. And now the cartels are just going ape shit because, you know, fentanyl's become, well, this is what I'm led to believe, because fentanyl has become a hot ticket that people are really fucking angry about, this shit being brought into America and so many people dying from it, that, you know, it may be a need, but people are just getting so angry that, you know, well, if you don't want to die from it, don't fucking go near it. You know? You know, and bloody, I've only ever used fentanyl once, and that was because they wanted to keep me awake in an operation. And, what happened in that operation was, I said to the anaesthetist, I said, I'd rather sort of avoid opiates if I could, you know. And he said, well, this is the drug we prefer to use, and if you don't get it, if you don't use this drug in this operation, you can't have the operation, and so you die, you know. So I said, all right. I said, how much is the dose? And I think he said it was about 120 milligrams. I think that was it. And this man, like, I was never, you know, I dabbled on, I came across opiate and hashish about three times in my life, and I thought, fuck, this is nice. This is really nice, you know? But I thought, you know, this is a bit too nice. And I think if I fuck around with this stuff, that I could sort of end up having serious problems with it, you know? Opiates, morphine, codeine, heroin, you know, that sort of stuff. And so I just said, nah, all this is off the agenda. It has to be. That's all there is to it. And, you know, it was, of course, it was like, oh my God, oh my God, I'm a fucking junkie. You know, it wasn't that. It was like, these drugs gave a really dreamlike sort of state. Everything was warm and it was lovely and it was like sleeping in clouds. You know, the perfectly warm bed on a perfectly cool morning, and just sleeping like a dream, you know what I mean? And I think that's pretty sort of high up there on the sort of escapism issue, you know? And just to stay out of it, you know what I mean? I think that's just, serves a genuine need, but you know, you get sort of tolerance, and then you get the need to get more, and the sort of habit goes up, and the price goes up, and then people have to get into sort of all sorts of things to support their habit. And I thought, I don't want to live my life like that. You know. But I think that's one of the things about, you know, being an addict. It's like, I suppose it's about being obsessed with avoiding reality, you know? And, you know, anyway, it's not actually a hot day, it's a very fucking humid day. And yeah, a bit of breeze is nice. about an hour ago, I think it was about 20 degrees and it was about 50%. 22 degrees inside, 23 degrees inside, and about 50% humidity. You know? So, with the, one of the, I think that sort of heavy content on MGTOW TV, posting a lot of that stuff, I think is sharing with the world, like, hey, this is fucking appalling, you know? And it's a way of interacting, but it's not an interacting, you know what I mean? And downloading and uploading this sort of content, that there's one thing to say, here's a problem, here's a bad issue, it needs to be dealt with, and then sort of not having any sort of clear path on how to deal with it, you know. You know, it's like, and that thing where if you had a lone person who was shooting up people, say in a shopping centre, you'd say, that person's a killer, she's insane, you know, she's firing at people and firing back at other people, you know, and she needs to be stopped. So you can do that, but when you see all the fucking Jews and their fucking puppets, you know, like the British are having, I think it's like 500 or 600 flyover flights of Israel, you know, doing surveillance, you know, finding targets and seeing how the place is getting demolished. Well, that's supporting the genocide. So who's wrong? Who's wrong? It shouldn't be fucking going on, you know. So there's the pilots. You can say, shoot those cunts. Then there's the people who service and maintain and refuel all the fucking jets. Well, we can, you know, shoot all those fucking cunts. Then there's all their commanders, right up to the very top, where you can shoot all those fucking cunts. Then there's the people who are making the aircraft and making the weapons and making the intelligence type camera equipment. Well, you can shoot all those cunts. Then you can look at all the fucking MPs that are shooting, that are fucking rubber stamping all this shit and taking money into the back pockets and stuff, you know. Well, you can shoot all those cunts, you know. You know, so you end up with the whole heap of fucking people, you know. It's that sort of thing. As long as nobody is clearly responsible, then everybody is to blame, you know. And they go, oh, I was only doing my job, you know. And, you know, I was watching this video on the Jews bombing Gaza. And it was about, probably 8 incidents in about maybe a minute and a half of these, you can tell they're bunker buster bombs because they're big at the back end. You know, it's basically like a long cylinder and they got sort of steering equipment and shit at the back end, you know. And these are made to, you know, go into fucking multiple layers of concrete and shit, you know what I mean, through the top story and explode into the fucking you know, they can program them where to explode, you know, so that they, you know, drop from the sky and bloody go into the foundations of the building and fucking upend that, so the whole building collapses, or, you know, they go in straight down through the top and blast the guts out of it, and there's 5 or 10 stories of building that just goes pow and collapses, you know. And, you know, one of the stories I'll tell you is that when I was about, I don't know, I think I was about 13 at the time, and there was a broadcast on the news. This was part and parcel, but some scientist figured out, like, if you get all the atoms, you know what I mean, and you, they're sort of like all the molecules, you know, all the atoms and molecules, you know, they're sort of like baseballs in a big cardboard box. Now, he worked out that there's, mechanically, there are spaces between the molecules where you can fit more explosive in, you know. And so what he said was that what he'd worked out was that I think that they could fit something like 35% more explosive in a given volume if they could work out how to fill all the spaces between the molecules with more explosive. You see, that was the trick, you know, that was the magic secret. And not long after that, all the bombs started getting a lot smaller, you know. You know, they shifted from, say, there's new words that came onto the scene, like small ordnance, you know, which means instead of carrying a, say, four 250 kilogram bombs, they could carry 820 kilo bombs, you know, but they had basically the same explosive yield, you know. And yeah, so you get those bunker buster bombs, which are just long straight cylinders, you know. You know, howitzer barrels with the fucking yeah, the fuck. Technically, this should be quite a nice little shortcut. But it won't be. Far out.
No configuration settings in this fucking program. Anyway, it's slower. So, I don't know if the quartz, if you can see it, the white lumps on the side, these big patches. I don't actually know if those are a part of the bed from an old railway road and they've been sort of scattered and spread. You can see the little sort of soft areas where the fucking rain is soaked in, and there's sort of porous sort of holes, and the water's come over from the paddock on the left, or it's, you know, gone into the soil and it's percolated out. But yeah. I could sort of drive down here with my mind in neutral, but I'm thinking I better sort of stay focused because there's little sort of sinkholes and subductions. Yeah, back into that sort of thing. Getting into a lot of content that's sort of, it's just horrifying, you know? So there's little sort of, and you can see when it's been wet, or a bit wet, this is actually comparatively sort of dry, so to speak. You can see the slide marks where people have come through here. And it's been wet. And there's a difference between just a tiny little bit of surface wetness and where it's starting to get a bit sort of wet. Down, say, 30, 40, 50 millimetres, you know. So this is the sort of wet that comes down, you know. But it sort of percolates through all those little percolates through all the little creature tunnels in the paddock, and because that's a bit higher up, but then it comes fucking floating out the holes around here, and then you get sort of erosion and sinkholes and long runs of surface on a slight incline, and that starts to get up a bit of speed. Yeah. So yeah. So anyway, you get these little sort of where it comes to the surface or whatever, or it might just sort of continue to erode away under the surface as it goes from a high spot to a low spot. And you get fucking proper little Grand Canyons and sinkholes and stuff. And yeah, so none of this sort of brain in neutral, tra la 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 la, hello clouds, hello trees, hello flowers, hello sky, 'tis I, Fathering Thomas. Because if you sort of take your attention off the road, pretty soon you go clunk, you know, into some fucking monster sort of sinkhole. And we don't want that. Yeah. So anyway, just went and had a lovely lunch. Not, I tell you what, the English fish and chips, when you get fucking people from England who really know how to make that stuff, it's seriously fucking good, you know what I mean? Yeah, the place that I went to, it was, I mean, it was a feed, and it wasn't bad, you know, it's not like, fuck, this is horrible, but and here's a tree. We'll go around. And I'll show you something. Oh wow. There's an old glass insulator. Porcelain, actually. Didn't actually want one, It's broken. So there's an old telegraph line along the railway. That's one of the old busted sort of insulators from it. So one of those, it's one of those things to be sort of, you know, driving along going, hello birds, hello trees, hello flowers, hello sky. And there can be shards of fucking broken porcelain in amongst that sort of stuff that'll just slice straight through your tyres if you hit them right. You know, if they're pointed the right way and they've got the nice, really sharp ceramic fucking edge, you know. So it gets a bit weighty, you know. Another sinkhole, you know. Yeah, so, you know, all these sort of very serious sorts of fucking issues, uploading and, or downloading and uploading bloody videos, and some of these are sort of very hard to deal with, you know, like what I was explaining about those fucking bombs before, you know, how they're sort of virtually making them half the size, or nearly half the size of what they once were, and these things have been phenomenal blast power, you know. I'm not sure how far since physics and chemistry and a lot of other stuff was quite clearly understood for a long time. And so I'm not sure how much better explosives can be than, you know, after World War II, they're sort of, you know, during World War, prior to World War One, World War One, after World War One. You know, prior to World War II, World War II, after World War II, you know, this is just one road you don't go on in the wet. Just a tumbleweed. Oh, those big logs going bang. Yeah, it's one road you don't want to come down in the wet. So, you know, the explosive, and there's been, you know, lots of physics, lots of science, lots of fucking chemistry. Lots of really clever researchers, you know. Tons of fucking amazing people who really know their shit, as well as, you know, research, and as well as some people sort of kind of going, hey, let's try this, see how that goes, you know. So by making a slightly fuel-rich propellant, you know, explosive, and adding a bit of aluminium powder to it, you know, makes it 30% more powerful. you know, and then they sort of go, wow, what a lovely, this is not super good, super flat, but it's nice. So people go, oh fuck. And so one thing I hate is having to go into a place and then sort of, I mean, I can hang a U-turn, you know, that 32 point turn type stuff, but I hate going backwards over a long distance, you know, anything more than say one or two steps back. And yeah, I don't want to know about it. But the idea is there's some places where press on regardless is just going to go from bad to worse. So I think you can see on this dirt track where there's bloody been light vehicles and the rain's washed the dirt into the fucking muddy little slits where the tyres once ran. And although this doesn't have the chassis for it, a small drop down bulldozer blade would be nice. Oh God. Why I sort of like this car, because it's so small and narrow, and I don't think it's particularly sort of, I don't think in any sort of particular sort of dimensions that it's tiny, but should we ride over this or should we get it and move it? Good stick, thank you. And I think one of the things where this camera operating program sort of uses minimal resources, because it has very low, what's it called? The switch between light and dark isn't done in, say, 200 graduated steps. It's done in, like, five, you know what I mean? So it goes from light to dark, and then light, and then dark. So this is what I like about going for drives, is you get to see a whole heap of fucking stuff that's really nice. And here's what I mean by there's this big piece of tree that's fallen down. Oh fuck. And this is what I mean about this lovely old car. You know, you don't, I'm not going to fucking thrash it and, you know, wring its guts out, thrash the engine and do power slides down the road and clip trees and smash the doors in and, you know, crush the panels and stuff. Hello, bird. It's one of my little spirit birds. And, so I like going different routes on a regular basis, semi-regular. Partly because I can't be fucked going the same way all the time, but you get to see things. You get to, in places like this, you get to see a whole heap of stuff that's, you know, that you'd never see if you didn't. And like these, not saying they're wrong, but people who, they just say drive between cities, you know, say Melbourne to Sydney, and we'll just say it's like, say, 900 k's, you know, 900 kilometres. And they just get on the freeway and they just fucking, you know, they go all the way there and all the way back, and they just see freeway, 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 you know. But I've found if you're not in a super fucking rush, that you can take all the little, you know, the old once was a national highway, which was two lanes, and, you know, they bypassed all the towns in 1975 or something, you know. And you get these absolutely fantastic roads with no traffic on them. And they're beautiful. They're just absolutely lovely. You know, you can drive like, you know, 300 k's and only see 50 cars, you know. So here we go off this road, and then we go onto this road. We'll take the good road because it looks a little bit faster. So, well, that was quite an adventure. And I think time-wise, I've had enough adventure. I was supposed to go take my fucking drugs. And see how this has got this sort of powdery streak? Yep. So we've got some work to do. Fuck. Here comes a cunt. Well, I close the vents. Might stop and have a yak. Oh, hello. I just figured something. I'd like to have a washer can do a wife that can do washing. Ah, oh, so the way this is where this road comes out. Yeah. Oh, there's power poles. Oh, look at that.
Oh.
Looks a bit fucking iffy going around there. Nice day for a drive. I'll just pause this. Here we are again. The little numbers are rolling over. And it's kind of kangaroo territory. So we've got to find the kangaroosters. Fucking bone dry. Nice, nice little river with a nice sandy bottom. How do you know it's a dry river with a sandy bottom? Because it's dry. Loads of fucking shit. So, seeing all that sort of horror, and there's sort of not quite a relentless stream of just fucking shit, this is just bad, you know? You know, it's not sort of like, you know, the fucking cunts in the Mexican drug cartels. You know, the fucking mafias and the bloody triads and all these other fucking cunts. You know? And the governments and the agencies and the fucking Jews. Nah, a bit late. Swing this round just to show you. And we shall swing it round most carefully. So as grey things in the paddock, there's sheep. I wonder if you can zoom with this. So there they are. Oh, that's good. Hello. How are you? No? Oh, they're having a listen. They're not that thrilled. So there's... Okay. Oh, pause. Yes. And I haven't spoken about my imaginary girlfriend for quite some time, actually. Now, which imaginary girlfriend is it you speak of, Shane? She who shall not be mentioned. I did actually think of her as being incredibly fuckable once. Looking her up and down and going, oh, that's all right. But after that, you know, once you sort of start to figure out just how insane she really is. Forget the issue of being married. yeah, once I began to sort of size her up and that's a sort of, that's the non-addicted crazy from a crazy family full of addicts. I don't know, I don't think she drank or used any other drugs or anything like that. Or gambled. She's probably, she might have been a compulsive masturbator. A lot of women are like that. Busy jerking themselves off over anything and everything. So, she was, yeah. She was tall, slim, nice wide hips, thighs, good thigh gap, small tits, head like a golf ball, nice round head like a golf ball. Fuck, she was so crazy. From a distance, I still go, oh, that's nice. When I see her. Don't see her very often though. Go flying down this road. we've never noticed before. Getting on sort of maybe an hour of sunlight left, so if there's any kangaroos, they'll be getting up and getting mobile, and they tend to follow the fucking tree lines. Of course, I do the I'll do the open fields. Well, they tend to run parallel to the open fields. Yeah, like roads like this where there's a lot of trees and shit, you know what I mean? They'll go along the paddock where it's clear, but near the trees, you know? So you get all these roads going north, south, east, west, and in various directions, and, yeah. Here comes the van. Now, I'm probably sitting on about 50, 60 k's. She's probably sitting on about 70 k's, 80 k's. Yeah, 80, 85 k's. So here's reaching that intersection before I do. If he's got any brains, he'll just go about his business. So, trying driving in the looser stuff. Because the not so looser stuff is starting to get little rough patches and compression ripples. I'm someone who understands how to drive. Driving slowly. Good. Yeah, so this absolutely horrible imaginary ex-girlfriend. Yeah, so one of my most fabulous imaginary girlfriends. Fuck, she was horrible. Crazy. They come speeding past me. I'm going slow because I can't be fucked going fast. And because it's about this time, you know, you see how the sort of sheep are the same colour as the grass and stuff, you know. But a truck full of sheep, I think it was. What happens is so if you grow up in a crazy family, and this is what I think is so insidious about the fucking Jews, is these cunts have been at this shit for a long time. So you get this mindfuck reality of all the religions, and that's like one woman I met who had. I had a recording of her, you know, that I've listened to plenty of times, and she said that, she's Irish, she said that in Ireland, you know, you've got two sorts of people, Catholic, in Irish Catholic families. You got the people who are sort of brainwashed with religion. Then you got the active addicts, you know, they're all bloody guzzling booze. And this is one area you don't go when it's been raining, because it's just like fucking quicksand. In the dry it's nice, in the wet you're fucked. So, so, now when you get addicted families, and this is all they sort of know, so the shit becomes hardwired inside their head, you know? And so they all become... as crazy as each other, and they're all living in reaction to each other, and that goes across the immediate family, the extended family, it goes on with the neighbours, it goes on with their friends, it goes on with the sporting club, you know. And pretty soon, sort of like all the community is like affected by, I guess, addiction and co-addiction, you know, everybody's... you know, living in reaction, you know. And that's the evil thing about religion, Jews and their fucking... Christianity bullshit, you know, and Islam and all sort of stuff. It's once you can get people onto the back foot, you know, and they sort of lose their balance and they never find their footing, they're not standing on 2 feet stable and square on, they're always off balance. You know, well, they spend their whole lives as addicts, as self-medicating, or they're fucking living in an altered perception, which is, you know, they've got to placate the fucking... they're groveling to the saints for intercession, you know, so that they grovel at the saints and the saints grovel at God, and then the God, you know. So you know, you just get all those crazy people stuck in their issues forever. And once that stuff becomes the loops, they're like little... Years ago, there was a method of recording, which is called looping, which is you get a couple of spindles, one driven, you know, one pulling, and, you know, a magnetic head, you know, reading head, reading recording sort of head. And you could loop a track or a part of a track, like da 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 da, and then, you know, while that's your back sort of ground rhythm, here we go, you know, and you can record other things with it, you know. So that was the idea of looping. But once you get mum and dad's voices in your head, you know, the characteristics, oh, we only open our Christmas presents on Christmas morning, and the other family is dad's family, oh, we open Christmas presents the night before, you know. All right. He's got a long drive home, I think. Well, he's not, is he? Yeah, well, once you get that stuff, it ceases to be you having a personality, and it's you kind of running on the recordings of mum and dad. You know, you got all these loop tapes, loops of fucking behave. It's partly because we need to do it to learn and survive, but when we're learning how to survive as an addict or as a product of a child of an addict and a crazy that likes addicts, you know, you're not actually really sort of being yourself with parental augmentation. You're sort of being a very crazy sort of person because of all the other crazies, role models and indoctrination and feedback and stuff. And this is why religion is such an evil fucking thing, because basically none of it's fucking... There are some historical things that, you know, are recorded, often with huge variation upon the original issues, but a lot of it's just sort of this fucking make-believe sort of bullshit, you know? Or some... like the story of some dead guy who never existed coming back to life and ascending into the sky, going into low Earth orbit 2,000 years before rockets were invented, or 2,000 years before they had space-rated rockets, or space-capable rockets, you know, where a human could get into it and survive the trip. And, you know, a magical kingdom in low Earth orbit, with his dad, who fucked his mum with an angel in fucking tow. In her husband's backyard, you know. Oh, really? How? Oh, holy Jesus, holy Jesus. My Lord and Saviour. Oh. I mean, you know, and then that evolves into fucking, you know, myths and fables of fucking rabbits who shit fucking chicken eggs of multi-hued colours, you know, around the fucking backyard. You know, under the bushes in the backyard. And now, because they can't push this crap through the stores enough to make enough fucking profit out of it, Christmas just runs straight into fucking Easter and there's no break of several months. You're all supposed to go, oh, Jesus, Jesus, oh, I love you, you're wonderful. And the Jews are running around screaming, ah, Amalek, you'll all be put to death. Those fucking retarded cunts, these Jew cunts. Fuck them. All right, bye.